The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.
And last week, Wednesday, we saw the Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, deliver that emergency budget speech. So to help us better understand the speech and also how it might affect you as taxpayer, I've got John du Toit, Head of Tax Technical and Tax Consulting SA, on the show this evening. So, John, good evening.
Good evening, and thanks for having me.
So tell me, John, how would you describe the emergency budget?
Well, I think most people will describe it as a bit uneventful. A lot of people expected the minister to impose additional or new taxes, or at least to increase certain tax rates, or to give us some insight into, or some more insight into government expenditure, or potentially to, for those who were a bit more optimistic, to cut the lifelines of certain state-owned enterprises.
So, John, I mean, why do you think the minister didn't impose any new taxes?
Well, I think in general, it would have just been unpalatable, especially if he imposed a new tax that was aimed at the wealthy. And I think, unlike with the expat tax that came into effect this year, what they saw with that was that a certain important segment of the tax base actually cut their ties with South Africa permanently, which had the opposite effect of what was initially intended.
So some possible, you know, what do you think? What are the possible two paths that SARS maybe could embark on in the coming fiscal year to collect more revenue?
Well, I think that's the first. The most obvious answer is that, and that's what a lot of people expect, is SARS to be super aggressive in the coming tax season, make collections its priority, to go after certain tax debts. But, you know, the alternative may be to use this period to perhaps rebuild SARS, to educate its auditors, its employees, to upskill them across the board, so that after this period that we have a more resilient revenue authority.
Speaking to John du Toit, Head of Tax Technical and Tax Consulting SA. And so, John, we've heard a lot of talk, SARS 2024, they've got a vision. And, you know, what exactly is this? And how would it impact companies and also, you know, me, the taxpaying citizen?
Well, in the words of the commissioner, it will be a revenue authority where increasingly its work will be informed by data-driven insights, self-learning computers, artificial intelligence, and interconnectivity of people and devices. It wants SARS's workforce to be empowered, to be optimally functional within this changing world, if I can put it that way. So, I think the commissioner wants to rely more on a systems-based approach, on third-party information to detect and to audit taxpayers, if I can call it that, by using computers rather than those officials, you know, rolling up their sleeves and getting to the nitty-gritty of things. I don't know if that's the only answer, but if it works, the ideal is to make life easier for compliant taxpayers and more tough for non-compliant taxpayers.
So in your opinion, could COVID-19 be pivotal in moving us toward this vision? You know, what would SARS be focusing on as we now start to prepare ourselves for a world post-COVID?
Well, I think every this can be an opportunity. If SARS focuses on collections solely in the coming months, I think that might be a bit short-sighted to try and extract every ounce of tax of a tax base already. I think it should use the opportunity to renew and to rebuild itself, to restore SARS to where it was a couple of years ago and where it can be and should be.
Okay. John du Toit, Head of Tax Technical and Tax Consulting SA. John, thank you so much for taking time and have a great evening.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to OFM, the sound of your life, and just some thoughts there also about Minister Tito Mboweni's budget speech, also SARS's vision for 2024. So we'll have to wait and see what's going to come our way.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fouillon on OFM.